Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2 on this happy Sunday. Happy Sunday, y'all. Gonna drop some old school joints, y'all. I know I've been out of commission for a minute, but I'm back. I'm back. You want to be a part of the show? Hit me up at OpenTalk2@yahoo.com. I can make that happen. So start sending me your joints. Gonna get some YouTube series going on. Got a lot of stuff going on in the works, so y'all, don't count me out yet. Don't count me out yet. Again, you want to be a part of the show, hit me up at OpenTalk2@yahoo.com. Going to play some throwbacks and some old school jams. All right. Don't go nowhere. Man, it's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
You're tuning in to Open Talk 2.
Recorded songs such as, there's so many, I don't know which one to start with, but the main one I love is Dangerous Minds. Today on the show, I'm rolling with my boy Coolio. What's up, Coolio? What's going on?
I'm running down the street, smoking that dog, tripping on gin and juice right now.
Oh, Lord Jesus. What? Definitely check him out. He's going to be on Black Jesus this week, so y'all definitely check him out. He's on tour. Y'all tweet him, support him in all his endeavors.
Yo, what's up? I'm Coolio with the Flow, and you inside the box with my homegirl, Cindy, on Open Talk 2.
Today on the show, got a model, an actress, an artist. I'm rolling with my girl today, love and hip-hop to Atlanta, rolling with Miss Carly Red. What's up, Miss Carly? Well, one thing I want to know, that you are very, very, very classy on this show, and I love that about you. I know
Thank
that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, tell me, how was it working with the Cavs? Is it kind of tense, or, you know, some people don't believe in the reality. They think it's scripted.
No, it's all real.
Girl.
Actually, our drama behind the scenes, sometimes they don't get to catch all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's worse than what's on the screen.
Really?
It gets crazy.
Oh, Lord. Well, of course you're going to be back next season, right?
I can't talk about it.
Okay. Well, we hope so. I got my fingers crossed. Well, I want to know a little bit about how did you get into the music industry? How did you get your inspiration with the music industry?
Right. Well, what happened was I've always been a reggae artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working with producers like the Commissioner Gordon, doing songs with like Sean Kingston and Beanie Man. And so I've always been in the reggae world because I'm from Trinidad.
Okay.
And, I have family in the reggae scene. So once I started doing that, and then there was not a way, because I live in the States and I don't live in Jamaica and the Caribbean world, there was not a way to market the reggae music. So I said, okay, you know what, I'm going to just jump into the R&B, and everybody was giving me advice, like, you could try to switch to both, and here I am. I just stuck with it.
Okay. So how long have you been doing music since you were already doing reality work? Share with them.
It's a three word, never give up.
Oh, yes. I love it. That's the truth, though, Carly. You can't give up on your hopes and your dreams.
Never give up on your hopes and your dreams.
That's right.
People stay so miserable in their 9-to-5 jobs instead of, like, pursuing their dreams. You can do both.
I mean,
I did both, you know. I did 3, 4, 5, 6 jobs, 7 jobs. I don't care. But as long as it's, you know, you're going to pursue your dreams, you never give up. Don't let nobody tell you no.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you again for taking the time to call the show, Miss Carly Red. And I
thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's the girl Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the artist, and I'm hanging out with my girl, Sizzy, on NowHipHop.com.
It's Zoe, and I want you to know that these are the birds.
Today on the show, I have a gentleman that has brought new heights to the rap game. You could call him the pioneer of rappers in the rap game. Open Talk 2 listeners, let's welcome to the show, Curtis Blow.
Hey.
Hey, Curtis, how are you?
Oh, mighty fine. I'm blessed. Thank you for having me on the show.
I am so honored. You just don't know. I am very honored.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Okay. Can you tell my listeners a little bit, how did you get started in the rap game back in the day?
Well, to make a long story short, I was in the right place at the right time.
Okay.
In Harlem, New York City, in the Bronx, just hanging out as a teenager. And my mom was actually a great dancer. She was very popular. She used to go out to the nightclubs in Harlem and like the Renaissance Ballroom and the Cotton Club and and the Savoy Manor and all those spots that you know were big in the 50s and the 60s.
Okay.
And words of wisdom, I say education is the key to success. You need to study your craft, analyze it, do the research, find out about it, what you're getting into it, study the history of it,
mm-hmm.
and then find out somebody within that history that was successful, repeat the steps that they took in order to achieve success, repeat those steps, and then you too will have success.
Okay, that's good. You know, I go roller skating from time to time on Sunday nights, and do you not know, they still play your songs, and we cut up on the breaks.
All right.
That
well,
is
thank
still
you. Thank
out
you.
There.
I thank radio and all the DJs around the country for making that a classic and still keeping it.
They're keeping it alive. Hey, you're still
yeah.
out there. I'm telling you. I wish I hate to put you on the spot. I wish I could have you to just say a line or two from the breaks, but I know I can't do that to you. So.
No, what's up?
No, do not. Oh, my God.
If you got what it takes, 'Cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the Bricks.
Oh, my God. That is it. That is it. Well, everybody, this is Curtis Blow. I got him on the show. That was a little rhyme right there. You take that out.
There we go.
I know it. Thank you for taking your time to interview with me.
No worries, no worries. It's all good.
Okay.
Hey, hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Curtis Blow, representing that real hip-hop. Is my girl, Cindy, doing her thing all day, every day, 24/7, with hiphopnow.com. You heard?
Today on the show, I have a manager, an artist, and a producer, and his brand keeps on soaring. He truly has branded himself in the world of reality. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the show love and hip-hop reality star and my boo, Peter Dunn. Hey, Peter, how you doing this morning?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in this morning on the show.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you reached out to me, and I thank you for the support. I don't have too much of that out there right now.
Oh, shoot. I don't know why now. Don't get me started on them people. Well, tell my listeners a little bit about what's going on with you. What's popping? What current events you got going on?
Oh, man, you know, currently I'm on this show, Love & Hip Hop. You know how that goes. You know, they bring in the drama. I signed up to do Love & Hip Hop. And, thinking that it would expose some stuff that would be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Tara, who is my kid's mom, and asked if she wanted to do the show. And, you know, went to Amina, that she wanted to do the show, and they both wanted to do the show. So we did the show. I thought that it would help all parties involved, which it did. Amina's music is picking up.
Okay.
I really like getting a lot of music for them, even though people hate her for the situation. Tara is an actor, she's getting seen. Maybe not in the light that we wanted to bring these things, this talent out. Not in the light that I wanted to, but I felt it was an opportunity for everybody to bring their, to get seen and heard. And, you know, unfortunately, it's just through the wrong reasons, but, you know, hey.
But, you know, like you say, Amina's music is taken off. And I hope Tara, I'm sure she'll get recognized because she acts real good on the show.
Okay.
Tara, she acts real good on the show.
Tara, she's a Southern girl. She's from Mississippi. She don't take no The only thing, this is the deal with the show, and this is not an excuse at all. It's the only explanation. The deal with the show is, you know, it's mostly women-driven, and the show to me is really being told from one angle. And they're not telling, like, you know, you have to know
right.
that all that glitters ain't gold. You have to know that, you know, me and Tara were not on the best of terms.
Okay.
We were on, she's from Mississippi. She's living in New York. We have two children, and she's by herself. That's not a situation that I would ever walk away from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my main reasons for even doing the show is to make sure my kids, you know, okay. I don't
right.
get jewelry. I don't buy a whole bunch of fancy stuff. I save my money for my children, you know, so that way, when they graduate from high school, there's something waiting for them, you know, for college.
Right, that's a good dad.
But with that being said, Tara's from Mississippi, and she don't really have nobody in New York, so it's not easy to walk away from a situation like that. So although I'm sleeping on the couch and we have our arguments and our fights, I'm still there in support of her and my children. So I should have said, listen, I got married, I fell in love with somebody, and I married her, and I didn't do that, which is ridiculously crazy, so that's what people are killing me for, but I love Tara. I will always love Tara and support Tara for the rest. But I got my son, Corey Gunn.
Right. How's his music doing? How's he taking off?
Corey's great, man. Corey, you know, he got caught up with a gun in New York, and they don't play that, but he ended up getting probation. So lucky for him, he's on probation for that. But he's working on his album. He signed a Lil Wayne and Young Money.
Yeah.
I have a kid named Jabril Morey who's playing Michael Jackson.
Okay.
And Stevie Wonder in the Motown play on Broadway.
Okay. So he's going good.
Now I'm working on his original music, and I have Amina Butterfly. We're working on her EP, which will be out, I think, in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So those are the three artists I'm working with. That's what I have going on right now. And a few other things. I have a T-shirt line and something else going. And that's the problem with our people. We put all our eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
You all got it. It can be basketball stars, rappers, and actors. There's nothing wrong with being confident, but please, you know, come on, man. Nothing wrong with having a degree.
Right.
Just in case.
Yeah, I always say that. You got to have a plan B. You got to have a plan B.
Yeah, and I didn't have that, and that's why I push it so much. I still don't have it. I'm a felon, a high school dropout, and I was just fortunate enough. But that's a 1 in 10 million, you know, occurrence.
Okay.
So I hate to see it. You know, I see kids in the hood all the time, victims of, yo, I'm going to play basketball, and I'm going to do this, and oh, I'm a rap. I got it. I'm, you know, like they don't have to do nothing else, and I'm just tired of it, man, you know, and I'm guilty of it, and I'm guilty.
All right. God bless from the past.
I'm know, it's your boy Van from Black King Crew Chicago. And I'm chilling right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm with my homegirl Cindy, Open Top Crew. What's poppin'?
What's up, sir? What's up, daddy? It's your boy Ron now. I'm chilling with my girl Cindy with Open Top Crew. Take night.
Oh! 6'8", he stood, and people thought the music that he made was good. The little DJ and Paul was his name. They came up to
me. By the man in freedom, full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Hit me up at OpenTalk2@yahoo.com. Got some few new interviews coming up. Got Alligator Flow. He's going to be dropping in, chopping it up with me. Got, And you know what? I can't tell y'all. Y'all just want to stay tuned. Again, if you want to be a part of the show, hit me up at OpenTalk2@yahoo.com. Check out the website at www.opentalk2.co. Hey, got a lot of big things happening, y'all. Y'all stay cool. Stay blessed. I know about this joint.